4th of November, National Day of Fighting Against Global Arrogance. November in the Islamic Republic of Iran has been designated as the National Day of Fighting Against Global Arrogance. In this special program, we examine the significance of this day. Please stay with us. Of November, both before and after the victory of the Islamic Revolution, reminds Iranians of three important events which occurred in contemporary Iranian history. The three events were the founder of the Islamic Republic, Imam Khomeini's exile on 4th of November 1964 by the Pahlavi regime, the ruthless slaughter of students in Tehran on 4th of November 1978, and a courageous movement of university students in capturing the U.S. Embassy in Tehran, the den of espionage, on 4th of November 1979. Each of these three events was in some way related to the government of the United States of America. In November of 1964, the late Imam Khomeini, may God bless his soul, was exiled because of his opposition to capitulation, which meant preserving the security of American agents in Iran and their judicial immunity from prosecution. So this event was related to the United States of America. On 4th of November 1978, as we approached the final victory of the Islamic Revolution in February of 1979, in the final days of the hated Pahlavi regime, students at Tehran University were attacked by oppressive security forces of the hated Shah. In this bloody attack, 56 students were martyred and hundreds were injured. In honor of these martyrs, this day was named as Students' Day in the history of the Islamic Revolution. Since the Pahlavi regime was supported by the United States of America, this event was also indirectly related to the United States. The event on 4th of November 1979 was a counterattack, a true fight against the global arrogance. Our courageous and religious youth attacked the US embassy and discovered the truth and the true identity of this embassy, which was in effect a den of espionage, and presented this fact to the peoples of the world. The founder of the Islamic Republic, the late Imam Khomeini, may God bless his soul, described this important event as a second Islamic revolution, larger than the first revolution. The 4th of November 1979 event was also related to America. These three events were related in different ways to the government of the United States and its relations with Iran. Thus, 4th of November came to symbolize the resistance and the struggle of the Iranian nation against the arrogant powers, and was forever recorded in Iranian history. In the past four decades, in the post-Islamic Revolution era, the United States has carried out many hostile acts, plots, and schemes against Islamic Iran and the Iranian nation. US officials and politicians have admitted that they have supported rioters and vandals on a number of occasions in Iran. The Central Intelligence Agency, the CIA, and Mossad have given material support and provided training for rioters who have wreaked havoc in Iran. The depth of America's hostility towards the Islamic Republic of Iran becomes clear with this admission. Infamously, the former US Secretary of State and the former First Lady Hillary Clinton, in her book hard choices, pointed to rioting in Iran following the disputed presidential elections of 2009. In her book, Hillary Clinton admitted the Obama administration spent tens of millions of dollars training Iranian rioters in how best to cause destruction in Iran. She writes, "The Obama administration, in the years following the disputed 2009 presidential elections in Iran, spent tens of millions of dollars to train over 5,000 individuals who were opposed to the Islamic Republic. Other U.S. administrations have also done everything in their power to try to coerce and bully the Iranian nation. Donald Trump, for example, unilaterally abrogated the nuclear deal between Iran and the 5+1 group and imposed stringent sanctions and adopted a policy of maximum pressure against Tehran. As part of this policy of maximum pressure, even medical drugs and medical equipment were sanctioned, targeting Iranian patients and those who were suffering from poor health. In effect, U.S. economic terrorism was targeting ordinary Iranians, including women, children, the elderly, hospital patients, the poor, and the less well-off. This maximum pressure policy was imposed for 3 years, from 2018 to 2021. But by the end of Donald Trump's presidency, even members of his own administration had admitted the policy to be a total failure. The resilient Iranian people had successfully withstood America's plots and schemes, just as they have always done. However, one more shameful and disgraceful chapter had been added to the grim and bleak record of U.S. dealings with Iran. The leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, in a speech on 4th of November 2021, exactly a year ago, on the occasion of the National Day of Fighting Against Global Arrogance, referred to the continuing long-standing hostilities of the United States against the Iranian nation, emphasizing, "The Americans have tried every trick in the book and used all means at their disposal to oust the Islamic Republic. They have shown their hostility towards Islam and the principles of the Islamic Republic, plotting, scheming, and conspiring in every way that they could." The leader of the Islamic Revolution also referred to a history of US-backed coup d'etats, US-imposed sanctions, US-imposed boycotts, threats, military strikes, inciting riots, causing ethnic tensions, and so on. Mehdi Ali Khani, a political analyst and expert, has also commented on U.S. interference in the internal affairs of various countries and U.S. attempts at regime change by successive Republican and Democratic administrations in Washington. Mehdi Ali Khani says, "Independent countries which refuse to toe the U.S. line throughout the world are invariably targeted by Washington for regime change. All sorts of threats, all sorts of military action and coup d'etats are instigated by Washington to try to install a client government which obeys U.S. orders. From the early 1950s onwards, the U.S. has adopted this approach and this tactic, particularly in third world countries." In further remarks, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, has said, "The United States has not changed at all. We see the same malicious intent, the same ruthless, callous behavior, continuing attempts to dominate, to impose its hegemony over independent nations, with even more savagery. The fact of the matter is that America's hostility towards the Islamic Republic has very deep roots. The Americans were slapped in the face by the Islamic Revolution in Iran. They tried everything to turn the clock backwards. They couldn't accept the fact that their hands were cut off from the very rich resources of Iran. This lies at the very heart of their hostility towards Islamic Iran.